Zinky, Zonky, or Zedonk? What is that?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the new Answers book.
No, that's not the lyric to an old rock and roll song, but seriously, what's a Zinky, a Zonky, and a Zedonk? Well, that's what a safari park in Japan was asking as well. You see, a female donkey at the park gave birth to a very interesting foal. It had the ears of a donkey and the stripes of a zebra. The donkey evidently had mated with the male zebra that was placed in the same enclosure. This is just one of many examples of zebras, horses, and donkeys interbreeding and producing young. And contrary to popular claims, by the way, not all of the offspring are sterile. Now, this ability to breed with one another indicates that all of them descended from the same original created kind, as described in Genesis chapter 1. And this again helps us to understand that Noah needed far fewer animals on the ark than skeptics claim. For instance, only two animals representing the horse kind were needed on the ark. You see, there was plenty of room in the ark.
Many of God's special creatures are featured in our 2010 wall calendar. To get your copy of this great resource, full of excellent photos and Bible teaching, call and make a gift of any size when you reach us at toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or get the striking 2010 calendar by going to our website of answersoffer.org.